This is Senator Bob Dole. Here comes a new, improved Democratic image, if you can believe it. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you Democrats are putting a lot of effort into revamping your image. You finally caught on that the voters are turned off by your big government, big spending, weak need philosophy. So now the Democratic National Committee is rewriting its policy planks. Guess what the new Democrats are for? Working families, a strong defense, and economic growth. Wait a minute. Those are President Reagan's themes. Maybe the Democrats have figured out that a 49-state landslide victory really does mean something. But somehow I doubt the American people are ready to buy your Carnival Barker's hype, Ted. Talk is cheap, and most of your Democratic candidates vote like they did in the bad old days. Cut defense, bust the Treasury, and tax the American family out of existence. That's the liberal recipe for disaster, and that's why America wants to keep the Senate Republican, Ted.
President Reagan may be popular, Bob, but his policies are not. When the president leaves town, his legacy will be $200 billion budget deficits, recession in basic industry, depression in agriculture, tax cuts for the rich, budget cuts that hurt the poor, an escalating nuclear arms race with the Soviet Union, and $600 toilet seats for the Pentagon. Post-Reagan Republicans are holding the bag, Bob. The 1986 elections are setting the agenda for 1988 as well. The challenge is between the past and the future, between those who talk about change and those who make change, between those who say we never had it so good and those who say America can do better. The choice is easy, Bob, and I can understand your desperation. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on U.S. combat troops in Nicaragua. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.